This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Karen Hopkin. Got a minute? I don't believe in all my years I've ever seen a fruit fly I would consider obese. But thanks to the wonders of modern science, that's all about to change. Because a team of researchers from Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory has produced the first flies that are genetically engineered to overeat. If you're wondering why, it's not as silly as it might sound. A big part of weight control has to do with making healthy dietary choices and knowing when to step away from the snack cabinet. But what controls those behaviors? Well, we humans have a hormone called leptin that tells us that we're full. After eating, leptin's released from our fat cells, and it travels to our brains to signal that we've had enough. Indeed, people who don't produce leptin, or who lack the molecular machinery to detect it, really pack on the pounds. In the new study, researchers discovered a hormone that acts the same way in flies. And when they deleted the gene that encodes it, the hormonally deficient insects just kept eating. And when presented with the fly equivalent of a high-fat or high-sugar diet, they gained 3 times more weight than did their hormonally competent peers. The findings appear in the journal Cell Metabolism. Interestingly, giving human leptin to these tubby bugs eliminates their tendency to binge. Well, I suggest by studying these flies, scientists might learn something that's relevant to us. In the meantime, researchers from the UK and Australia have also been plying flies with sweet treats. They found that consuming large amounts of sugar may lead to fewer birthday cakes. In this study, researchers compared the lifespans of flies that ate a healthy diet with 5% sugar to those that went on a 3-week bender of 40% sucrose. Well, that's the equivalent, the researchers note, of a person who really took Marie Antoinette's advice to heart and ate only cake for 2 decades. The results? The sugar-fed flies lost about 7% of their already brief 90-day lifespan. And that was even if they reverted to the healthy diet after their 3 weeks on sweets. These results appear in the journal Cell Reports. The sugar overload apparently triggered long-term changes in gene activity, which accelerated aging and had the sugar-buzzed flies dropping like, well, like flies. The findings suggest that you can have your cake and eat it too. But not for long. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Karen Hopkins.